Sharon, you're very welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Amber. Lovely to be here. Thanks very much for having me on.
No problem. My pleasure. So, Sharon, many of our listeners will be very familiar with your business, Raelt na Mara Shellfish, but remind us a little bit about what you do and what you offer.
Yeah, so I suppose Raelt na Mara Shellfish, we're based in Cremorne, Cremorne Lore, and we grow and produce our own oysters and Cremorne mussels. So that's mostly wholesale, but we've also gone into purification in the last few years. Now, I suppose why we're speaking as well is we're gone into the tourism side of things. So we have wholesale where we sell to Europe and beyond, and then our domestic market then through the purification would be selling to local hotels and restaurants here in Kerry. And then, of course, the tourism side of things is our tours and our tasting experience for our Cremorne oysters and mussels.
And it's worth mentioning, I suppose, as well, and probably many people locally will know it as well, Sharon, but it is a fourth generation business. So how does it feel to be continuing the tradition of such a successful business, but developing it and growing it along the way as well?
Yeah, I suppose it's there for a long time. If you think of our grandfathers and before them at the same line of work. But I suppose Raelt na Mara Shellfish, my brother Michal and Emma Casey, they set up the business back in 2015. So Raelt na Mara, as many people know, is Star of the Sea in Irish. And we thought it was a fitting name for the business because our school was Scoil Raelt na Mara and our church was Mary Star of the Sea. And our football team is Raelt na Mara. And actually our Cremorne ladies team, they were at the All-Ireland Junior Championship final on Sunday last. Unfortunately, they didn't get it. But I played with a lot of the girls and commiserations to them. But they did us very proud. So we're very proud of what they did on Sunday. So I suppose the name is in the community, and we thought it was very fitting then to name it Raelt na Mara Shellfish. So the lads would have partnered up together, but our grandfathers would have been at it before that as well. And back in 1941, BIM would have had the first and only purification facility built in Cremorne, where our grandfathers would have worked together. So Jimmy Casey and our grandfather Paddy Shugrue. So they would have worked together back then. And we've fabulous photos of back in the 60s with the staff of the mussel fishery. So it goes back that far. And our fathers then would have been in the same line of work in aquaculture. And then my background would be marine science. So I did my degree in wildlife biology. And then I got work with the Marine Institute back in 2015. So I'm working with them over 10 years. So I was down in Castletown Bay as a lab analyst in Galway and an STO, a scientific and technical officer. So I suppose time came where I was a home bird, and I always had the marine in me, but I also wanted to come home. So I moved home then in 2019 to take over the purification side of things for the lads. And that's when we got approved by the SFPA. So I suppose it's going in strength and strength since then. And then I suppose the tourism came, I suppose, in the last 2 or 3 years, but then we had COVID as well. So I suppose I feel like maybe this year and the next year and further on, please God, will be the real kickstart now for the funding we're after getting as well from FLAG, from BIM.
Fantastic. And tell us a little bit about that funding, I suppose, and how it might help you, Sharon.
Yeah, so I suppose FLAG Southwest, they're the fishery local action group. So our local rep, Brenda O'Riordan, she's a great support to us as well. We would have applied for funding for grant aid to help us with the tourism side of things. We would have been working away ourselves anyway with tourism and doing tours. And then we got picked up by BIM's Taste the Atlantic. So we were very fortunate. We're now on one of the taste trails along the Wild Atlantic Way. So the Taste the Atlantic with BIM is like, it's a trail you can taste. So we're very proud to be one of the stop-offs in Kerry for doing mussel and oyster tasting. So I suppose what we do with the flag is, I suppose, we have our purification facility, and then we have things out in the boat that the visitor can't exactly see firsthand. And it's fine for us to be talking about it and knowing what we're saying, but I suppose the investment then allowed us to have an all-weather unit container. We're calling it a shopper, but it allows us to have screens and our oyster bar and show drone footage of the area from above and insight into our purification facility where the tanks are running. And it allows, I suppose, the visitor to see more than what they would have beforehand. So this investment has allowed us to kind of have a more retail presence as well, and just have something that's a bit more all year round and weather dependent as well. So we're very proud to have something to work towards for next year.
Yeah, fantastic. It's brilliant and it's great to see. And as you said there as well, you have expanded the business now and you're offering the shellfish tour and tasting experience. So very exciting and lovely to see the business expanding. It must mean an awful lot to you, Sharon.
Yeah, it does. I suppose, like, if our grandfathers would have seen long ago what we have diversified into, and to think that people would be interested in listening to what we do. But I suppose this is the big thing. People love to hear, I suppose, the traditional side of things and what we do. And people are so interested in to see how shellfish are grown and how they're filter feeders and how long it takes them to grow. I suppose people have more of an appreciation after walking away from one of our tours, knowing, my God, I had no idea so much work and husbandry goes into aquaculture and, you know, how long it takes for them to grow. And I suppose a big thing is just to be able to carry on the tradition of aquaculture, but in a different line as well. So I suppose we're very proud of it. And then Joe Fault Ireland have been a great help for us as well. I did a B2B Fault Ireland course there during the year. So that has also given us more kind of confidence going towards the tourism side of things. We'll be in Mehel then as well, please God, next year in March. So we'll be attending that as a new saleable experience. And I suppose a big thing is that it's like a marine niche tourism offering that's not really around in Kerry anyway. And like we are on the Ring of Kerry, so we just need to cast our spider's web up onto the main road and get more people coming down to Cremorne, because we have a beautiful area and it's just enhancing Cremorne's position as a small but vibrant coastal destination to visit.
It certainly is. It's great to hear. And in terms of the new visitor experience, then, when will that be opening, Sharon?
We hope to open probably April next year. Yeah, I'm due a baby in a few days actually, so my maternity leave will probably eat into the start of next year. So we hope to be open for quarter two of next year. Yeah,
Oh,
2026.
fantastic. Very exciting times for you personally and in business as well. That's lovely. In terms, Sharon, of this new experience, I suppose, and your business overall as well, how does a business like this help maybe grow your own business for a start, but also help the area in general as well by bringing people in, I suppose, and being that kind of tourist attraction along the route and along the Ring of Kerry, but in a place as well that probably is dependent on people visiting and, you know, supporting other businesses while they pass through as well?
Yeah, I suppose I think, as the saying goes, a rising tide lifts all boats. So I think it's very important for us all to help each other. We hope that it'll double our visitor numbers. I know, and it's just, again, like I said, it's something different that's not really around or seen. Like I said, there's other people offering the same thing up the country, but I suppose for us to offer it in Cremorne, we hope to increase, I suppose, just the visitor capacity of Cremorne and our visitor experience, and hopefully it'll have a knock-on effect to the local cafes and restaurants and businesses up the road. The Cremorne Community Council, we were recently nominated Cremorne for Pride of Place Awards this year, and I suppose we all got together as a community to speak to the judges that came to visit our village. And as locals, we were blown away as to what we have to offer, and we were very proud coming away from it, saying, my God, look at the fabulous community we have and all the people that make it what it is. So I suppose we hope that it'll have a knock-on effect on everybody else that's in the community by bringing more people to the area in the summer months anyway, and hopefully outside that as well in the quieter times.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic. And I suppose overall, over the past year or so, how has business been for you, Sharon?
It's been good, yeah. It like I feel like it's like a snowball effect. One thing has been going to the next, and you know, I suppose opportunities and doors are opening all the time, which is lovely. You know, just to be with BIM and then to get funding, and I suppose Fáilte Ireland are such a big help as well. So it's just, and then now going to Mehel next year is a huge thing, and we're very lucky it's in Killarney again this year. So we're only in the road, and it's just a fantastic thing to be able to go to. So we thank Fáilte Ireland as well for having us. So it'll be great to be able to, I suppose, see where it goes after. I suppose you're always going for the next year, so you're planning for 26 is for 27. So we'll just hope it keeps going the way it is, and we look forward to seeing what will come.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great addition for your own business and for the local area as well. So continued success and best of luck with the new arrival as well. But thanks so much for taking the time
Thank
to
you,
talk to
Amber.
me.
Thanks very much. Much appreciated. Thank you.